Malky, how cruel was that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm desperately disappointed today as far as the manner of the defeat's concerned, to lose to a cross when we were on top and we were pushing for for the goal herself, to against the line of play, lose that one was disappointing. And then after that, the Emmy Hughes flicks the free kick into the box and clearly hits the boy's hand in a high unnatural position, and every player claims for it, and it's not given. Those are the little things that are going against us at the moment. So that was disappointing. Also, Callum McManaman, when he was beginning to look really as if he was going to cause massive problems, to go off with a tightness in his calf. So disappointing as far as that's concerned, because it was so close to there being a reasonably good performance today.
How is it a bad injury, or is it something he can run off in the course of the week?
It was something that he felt, I think, that it may go if he played one much longer. There was certainly some cramp going on there, but he should be okay during the week.
You had more possession. You look earnest and busy and active, but you can't score.
That's absolutely the case. We've got to have better quality in that final third, and that is something that I'm determined to bring into the football club. All over the pitch, I'm determined to bring in better quality. And there's players that have been here for a period of time now that probably need to be refreshed in their career, and I need to bring in players that are in my image, and we've started that. I thought Liam Ridgewell was tremendous today, and him and Liam Barnett and William Quist were excellent today. But we've got to make sure that the level of quality gets better and better for us to get out of this bottom three, and it's something I'm going to keep striving for over the next few weeks, certainly up to the loan window closing, but also when the emergency loan market reopens. That's when we're being speaking to some clubs when they will reassess. So that'll be something that we'll look at, when the loan window reopens a few days into February.
You've lost to Sean Maloney and Ben Watson, two of your FA Cup heroes. Are you worried you could lose Callum McManaman, because there's a lot of interest from the Premier League, isn't there?
Yes, there is, and Sean and Ben were going out of contract, and it was time for a change for them. They felt that, and that was the case, and that's really what's needed. People need to be here that desperately want to play for Wigan Athletic at the moment, and that's what I'll bring in, and if people don't want that are here, then that's fine as well. We will change that and make sure that the group that we have over the next second part of the season is a group that desperately want to be here. As far as Callum's concerned, he's a terrific young kid, and I am very realistic that there's certain bids that there's nothing I can do about in terms of it gets to certain finances, that I've just got to accept certain things. But he's got to keep looking at his performance levels, which was terrific today. But also he's in terms of how long he plays, he's got to keep pushing that to make sure that gets better as well.